Blog Talk Radio.
No, not happy birthday. No, not that. Please, no, not happy birthday. And away we go.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, yes!
How many lumps do you want?
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache. You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. Ow! Oh.
My name, I'll say you mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
I love
no.
Giddy up.
I'm gonna be able to put this ladder up here and try to get in this house. But look at here. That old woman is across the street, nosing in her business again. Now there she is. She's always mumbling and jumbling about something, but I don't know what she's mumbling about. The last time she gave a rent party, I did have a big beat. I'm telling you, for the big beat. What's she trying to say now about me? That's all right. I'm going to be drunk trying to get in my house where Richard's at. Hey, Richard, open the door, boy. Richard, open the door. I know Richard's up there. He got to be in there because I got on the clothes. Oh, I don't understand. Why don't Richard come on the door? Open the door, Richard.
Hey, it's you again.
Now, yeah, that same old police was on his beat before. Like I can't get rid of him to save my life. What do you want out of me, man?
Didn't I pull you down off that ladder 6 months ago?
Why worry about me and this ladder, buddy? What you going on down there trying to lock up some demonstrators on the corner? They ain't worried about me and the ladder. This ladder ain't gonna bother nobody. And besides, I got a permit to climb up this ladder here.
A permit?
You doggone right, I got a permit.
What kind of permit?
I got a ladder permit. What more do I want?
You know, 1, 2, 3, I'll be up there on you.
You said what?
1, 2, 3, I'll be up there on you.
1, 2, 3, you'll be up here on me?
That's right.
Yes, and 4, 5, 6, you'll get the devil down there, too.
You ain't trying to be smart, ain't you?
I ain't smart, but I can take care of myself now.
You gonna make me mad. I'm gonna lose my head and bust you in your mouth.
You gonna do what?
I'll get mad and lose my head and bust you in your mouth.
You got that wrong, Mr. Officer.
What you mean wrong?
You gonna bust me in my mouth and then lose your head. Why do you get that stuff wrong? That's all y'all think about is whooping somebody's head. You all forgot. You got a head too, you know. You must go wrap your head up. I ain't never seen like it all my life. Richie, open the door, boy.
And now live from coast to coast, it's the Friday Possum theme.
Thank you.
talking about bubble wrap. Cake, like, can't help herself when she sees some bubble wrap. So I suggest you don't get a job, like, in a shipping warehouse or something like that. It wouldn't be good. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Friday Night Possum, right here on Earth. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. I didn't do that tonight. Let's see, what would it be? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 166. Okay, this is day 763 since the out of control locomotive to Crazy Town began. That wasn't very good. Anyway, we have programs such as Possum Hour, of course. If you're listening, you probably know about that. And then there's Clobbering Time over there. And then this year's show here. And tonight, it's a special night here on Possum Hour.
Happy birthday to you.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Fuck you, Gumby!
Let's have a little humility here now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor RJ and his Gumby. Let's hear it.
It's birthday, everybody.
What a crowd. Huh?
I've been in such a weird mood, man. Not to go off your birthday, but happy birthday.
Thank you.
I haven't worked in like 3 weeks, you know.
Yeah.
So it there's been like zero cash flow, which isn't a problem, you know, because I plan for these eventualities.
Yeah, you square
but
away.
Still,
you square away.
But still, after 3 weeks of no cash flow, you start going, geez, you know, I better get some money flowing through here pretty soon, you know.
Let me ask you this: do you do it?
Yeah.
When so much time
is getting killed, yeah. My doodle? Not that. Well, sometimes.
Do you doodle? Yeah, like
I suppose
you're
a little bit.
Hosting a show or whatever. You kind of doodle away or something?
No,
like
not
you,
that
yeah?
much. Not that much. Not that much.
Okay.
My drawing bone is exercised plenty. You know?
Okay. Well,
I don't have any excess left over.
It could also be a
I'm not a prolific artist.
Just the physical.
How's that?
It could be a mindset as well.
Yeah,
kind
I used
doodle.
To doodle. In
yeah.
school, I used
That's
to. I had,
I
see,
yeah.
yeah, we used to put the paper bags on as book covers, you know, for like your algebra or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had some.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had some classics, yeah. man. Classics. An algebra book I had that did a Peter. I did a Peter Max thumbing his nose on my algebra book. That was sweet.
Uh-huh.
I made him thumbing his nose.
I
know you were telling me that a long time ago. You were in did the cartooning and stuff, man.
Yeah.
It's a
and
bitch.
Peter Max too. I used to do that shit. because it was big.
Bitch to make money. Bitch to make a living on.
Good for you.
Like,
so when's your next gig?
Tomorrow!
Woohoo! Oh, okay. There you go. Back in the swing of things. Yeah. Back in the swing of things.
Yeah, and it's nice long-y, 3 hours or so, and then, you know, and I'll be the chief, of course.
What is the gig? Is it a possible business?
It's like a school fundraiser thing. We've been doing it for years.
All right. It'll be mommy's
there. They can afford
there.
Us, but, hey, God
okay.
bless.
Yeah.
Hey, do you
Work
have a plug? Do you have a plug,
yes,
sir?
I do.
Mr. Birthday
I do
Boy.
Have a plug.
All right. Plug away.
Okay. All right. Tomorrow morning at 3 o'clock Eastern time, it's Eminence Front Radio. And Eminence is going to be doing a show on the Oscars. It's Oscar night at 3 o'clock in the morning. Eminence Front Radio. You can listen to it live on www.wriu.org. Papa Blues at 4:30.
Org.
Oscar.
Org. Oh, they should do the Odd Couple thing.
Yeah.
You get some love on that. All right.
Uh-huh. Cool. I must have been up
All right,
something.
Tune in. Tune in early and tune in often. Ladies and germs.
There you go.
Now, where'd they get off calling you a baron, man?
Baron of the Blues. I'm Baron of the Blues.
You're the professor, man. Like Professor Marianne.
I guess you are.
Yeah, you're a minister, Anna. So I guess you could be a baron, too. That's cool.
Yeah. Right. And I'm, Doug Digby is a resident of Smalls, or whatever that Yeovil. I forgot the name of the town.
I was almost a Kentucky Colonel. I almost got nominated to be a Kentucky Colonel. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That'd have been the tit. Yeah. And it, man, you know, it, I got fucked up.
You,
I,
it,
you know, it's like, shit. I mean, I could have really had it. I'd have a little certificate. I could frame on my wall. And I think maybe they even throw in a real, like, a free bolo tie. But,
see that? Opportunity missed, baby.
Blew it. Guy died, so get it. Pissed him off, too, before he died. Nice. Sayonara.
Fuck him.
You bastard.
Fuck him. Harwin.
So I was watching, you see over the week, they kept talking, they bringing up John Wayne's 1971 Playboy interview. You see that?
Yeah.
Because it was a different time.
Uh-huh.
Indeed. And it's not, I mean, it's, they're acting like this was in a time capsule somewhere hidden away and no one ever heard
exactly.
John Wayne say racist or sexist things before.
Yeah.
It's John fucking Wayne, right? Well, it's funny because I'd seen the article a couple times, you know, they're talking about it. I guess somebody, you know, they started tweeting it or whatever the fuck they do on the internet. And the Dick Cavett show had Bruce Dern on tonight. And I was watching that before the show, playing a little skittle over there. And he, Dick Cavett said, what was it like killing John Wayne? You know, you're like killing Symbol of America. He goes, well, that was right after that Playboy interview. So I'm sure a bunch of the kids at Berkeley were rooting me on in that one. I just thought that was funny that, you know, what a coincidence that that would be mentioned on that program.
What movie
tonight. Whether they might have, they, how's that?
What movie was
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah. The Cowboys. Don't you remember that?
The Cowboys. Well, I don't know if I've ever seen the Cowboys. Remember, I wasn't a John Wayne fan for the longest time. I wasn't really.
Okay.
I was forgetting.
Oh, that's one of the.
When I was younger.
That's one of his really good later ones because it's Bruce Dern's the bad guy, which he's. I mean, come on. They don't make him much better
actor.
Bad. Oh my God! And he's John Wayne. There's no men left, so he has to run the cattle to Belle Fouche with a you know, gang of boys from school.
Yeah.
And it's got all the usuals in there, Slim Pickens and Roscoe Lee Brown's in there. That's the one with Burning Daylight. That's where that comes from. Or at least the hope I have. You never seen that one?
I'm pretty sure
that's
I have.
A goodie. If you ever get a chance, that's a goodie, man. Because that, Bruce Dern, big spoiler, he kills John Wayne. Yeah. And that happened every day, man.
When I was
younger,
I was never into actors who didn't show facial expression. You don't get many facial expressions from Wayne. You know what I mean?
Well, he's not much of an actor.
I mean, I... Nah.
You know.
That's just saying words.
It's, you know, I like John Wayne movies, but I mean, as a guy, he's kind of a dick, and
sure.
I don't think he's really that great an actor. So, I don't think Clint Eastwood's that great an actor, but I love his movies. Same with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He was another one I didn't care for, because all he did was Squint.
Yeah, they do. He talks like this all the time.
Yeah.
Bruce Dern
was great.
Bruce Dern, man. When that motherfucker plays a crazy motherfucker, he plays crazy motherfucker.
The Burbs. He was great, The Burbs.
Yeah.
There go
to he's a psycho. That's why you'd love the Cowboys, because he's a full-blown psycho. I mean, he's got children. Because he gets to bully young boys, which is, that's his goal. He's in his element when he's got a young kid in front of him. And he's bullying him and threatening him. And,
I got to find that.
Oh, he's a fucker in that one, man. Wow. Yeah, you got to see that if you're a Dern fan. So anyway, that was funny. I don't know. Maybe. That was slightly humorous, I guess. Yeah. But, yeah. John Wayne thought Midnight Cowboy was a story about two fags. And I quote. So that was kind of the tone of that interview, you know.
Different fucking time.
That's right. It's fucking almost 50 years ago, for crying out loud. I'm not upset though.
We used to call kids Gay Bird all the time.
Gay Bird? I never heard that.
No?
We didn't even know what fag was, I don't think.
I don't know. We didn't, but we said it.
Called people fag. You didn't know what the fucking homosexual meant or was or anything like that. Weird.
It's because they were prissy.
All righty. Time to blow something up. Whoa, I didn't put a show together because I thought we weren't going to have a show until this morning. So, realizing that it was your birthday, I said, hey, there's a theme.
Uh-huh.
Look at this. All girls showed up. How about that? That's your your drawing power, sir. That's your birthday they're here to celebrate.
What can I say? I'm a stud.
Posting them pictures on the Facebook, they're going to be all over you, man. It's just a matter of time. All right. this is a wonderful song by a young gentleman named Trap Beckham. Beckham, I suppose. Beckham.
All right.
Trap Beckham. He's what you would call a hip-hop artist. And this is a lovely, lovely, very heartfelt tune. Kind of a birthday love song.
Okay.
The title of it is Birthday Bitch.
Birthday Bitch. All right.
Hit it.
Lorraine, Champetta, aren't you ready yet?
Okay, we're almost ready.
We're coming. Oh, I did it. I gotta run.
One time for the birthday bitch. Two times for the birthday bitch. Two times for the birthday bitch. Fuck it up if it's your 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 birthday bitch.
Pixies 3. That was one for each Pixie.
That was just swell.
One for each Pixie. Alrighty. That was a goodie, man. That was actually probably one of the best birthday songs I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Uh-huh. I loved it.
I mean,
Who my hip out dancing to that?
It was a toe tapper. You see, the trouble with birthday songs is the schmaltz. I don't like schmaltz.
And nobody used the word fag.
Nobody used the word what? Fag?
Fag, yeah. No one said fag in that song that John Wayne would put in there.
Yeah, I mean, you want nice things like birthday bitch. God. I guess they're finally starting to Me Too those assholes. They got that, whatever his name is, R. Kelly. They're ringing him up.
That is the one word that I don't like.
What's that?
Especially when women refer to themselves as that. Bitch.
Bitch?
That should be outlawed. I don't care for it.
I don't use it. I mean,
yeah,
the only time I use it is like when I'm bitching about something. I'll use it in that.
Okay, that's a good way.
But I don't believe I ever. Oh boy. Yeah. I don't think I ever called a first wife a bitch. I think I might have called a second one a bitch.
Yeah. Especially
got a little heated
as themselves. Yeah, I can't say.
Tina
Fey does that. My wife does that.
It's like the black people in the N-word. Knock yourself out if that's what you want to call yourself.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck anymore, dude.
I know we fathered, you know.
We're closing in on 60. What the fuck? What?
Call yourself a cunt, not a bitch.
You're 59 now?
58?
59. 59. What? Why should you give a flying fuck?
I don't know. It just gets under my skin.
I know. I'm making a point of like, trying to not be annoyed by anything, though, you know, because then they can't get to you. They find out what annoys you, and then they can wear you down and break you.
Ain't that the truth?
If nothing bugs you, you know, oh, God. I'll tell you, Facebook's a great training ground, too, because I don't know how many times I've wanted to say zippity zing 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 zinger, and I don't, you know, because it's like, okay, I'll respect your right to be an idiot, and I won't say anything.
There you go.
And you have to do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And unless somebody...
The cradle brings that emotion in me. I can't help it. I'm a guy now. I
got some of that Italian blood in there?
Some
Italian blood? Something like that, Spanish? A little bit.
You got all that shit in you?
What's that?
You got Italian blood in you?
Not me, no. No. I got no. I'm all shit. I'm as white as white could be, my friend. Good Lord. David Duke sends me fan letters. No, he doesn't. I'm not a white supremacist. But I'm like Scottish, way. Scottish, German, French. You know, all Upper European stuff.
All the tasty countries.
Except for, I don't know if there's much English in there. Scottish, from that aisle. A little bit of Irish. A wee
Scotch
bit.
And Irish, that's me.
Yeah.
Scotch and Irish.
And then there's Prussian, which is, I call it German, because Prussia don't exist anymore.
Did not know that. There you go.
Who's chiming in here? Jeez. What a dingbat.
Not Norwegian.
No Norwegian.
No Norwegian?
No. I think it's time for a quick. Hang on.
I think you're Norwegian.
Yeah, man, your camp on the real pit and to the very rarely stable. I take a ride. Banger was a busy banger who could take you under the table. Stylish Jim could have consumed Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel. And Wickenson was a beer each one who's just a slot to Schlegel. There's nothing nature couldn't teach about the rising of the ribs. Socrates himself was permanently pissed. John Stuart Mill on his own free will, on half one shiny, was particularly ill. Plato is vague, could sing it away. Half grade of whiskey every day. Aristotle put the bag up with a bottle. Hobbes was fond of his dram. And rainy day carpenters drunk and fun, I drink, therefore I am. Yes, Socrates himself is particularly missed. A lovely little thinker, but a bugger when he's pissed.
All right. All right. Bruces. That was the Bruces.
Yeah, the Bruces.
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
But, congratulations.
You said that song, right?
What's that?
He said that a lot of, Eric Idle, he said a lot of the Python, a lot of the Python fans think that they're extremely smart, but they had a book opened up looking up philosopher names. They didn't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because they did that one sketch, remember, where they had the German philosophers in the soccer match?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was the first time I'd heard of a lot of those names. Yeah.
They said they opened up a book and they were looking up these names and everything.
And they went to all these fancy.
They were smart. You know.
They went to fancy schools and whatnot there. And,
yeah, fancy.
And they're just
fucking
dumb as anybody else. Nice.
There you have it.
I like it.
I wish sure the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, because that doesn't sound like something that John Cleese would let loose.
No. He's too proper English. He denies it where he really is.
Yeah. Oh, he thinks he's better than you. He thinks he's better than me. Bastard. he's probably my most favorite arrogant person. I love him.
Yeah. Well, sometimes arrogant. Together. Whenever they're put together in a skit, that's fucking great. That's the best.
Always good. Always good. All right, man, we got the lounge. We're late now. That was I blanked out. I got a call from, I believe, Mr. Science there.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't catch it in time, but oh well. You should know I'm doing. It's not like I haven't been doing a Friday show for like what now?
Right.
How many years, dude? He's actually been on the Friday show.
Nobody knows about it. I didn't
record it. Well kept secret.
Yeah. Only handful know.
We're legends in our own mind. All right. I mean, even the chat room, the idea of a chat room itself is like your dad, you know, now. There's no technology leap there. That's old hat. They don't even do that anymore, except we do. We're old.
Well,
and you're old. Happy birthday, old man.
Yeah. Good God.
59 years young. That's right, 59, because I turned 59 this year. Holy shit. Oh, man.
There you go.
That's only one more 50. You only got 150. I got
there
a 50 and a half, but jiminy Christmas. Sheesh.
Can't skip.
There's Ted's barking there. He wants to say hi to everybody. There's Apple Cheeks Alice on top.
Sweet Alice.
She's a beauty. She came here and graced us with her presence. Ted says hi. Thank you for coming. And there's Dr. Cake.
Thank
you for coming, Dr. Cake. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Birthday cake.
Sweet cake.
Right, Ted? and then there's guest 780.
780 made it.
I think that's Gumby's secret admirer.
There you go. Hey, yeah,
or it could be Ted. It could be Ted. Is it Ted? I don't know.
See you on your other computer.
No, his his nickname is Bark, 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 Bark. And there's Maggie C.
Maggie C.
Ted loves Maggie C. Ted loves Maggie C. He's
That's
talking about it right now. You love Maggie C, Ted? Yes, he said. He said, absolutely. Without question. Yes, and again he said yes. That was another affirmation. Okay.
He's stuttering.
Thanks for coming, Maggie C.
Maggie C.
Oh, he was doing his own... He was doing his own poem. Roses are red, violets are blue. Arf, 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 arf. Arf, 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 arf. Pretty good.
And oddly enough, that's the
arf
best arf.
Yeah.
All right, Ted.
Oh, there it is. What? He's a star.
Oh,
he's a star. Hey, will you shush? Will you shush? I'm trying to do it. Mom, I'm trying to do my podcast. Which makes me feel like the guy in the...
Yeah, Rupert.
What was that? Yeah,
was
Rupert Pupkin.
Rupert something.
Pupkin.
Yeah, Pupkin.
Pupkin.
That's it.
Mom! That was... Oh, that was a... Fucking weird, funny movie, man. I love that thing.
It was.
What was that called? The
King of
the
comedy.
The King of Comedy. Yeah, that was great. Yeah. Fantastic movie. One of my favorites.
That's the one that Johnny Carson turned down.
Yeah. Ooh, think about Johnny in that. Would have been even better.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. It was one of my favorite things I ever saw Jerry Lewis in.
Yeah, you know, it might have missed it with Carson. Maybe it was better off.
I don't know. Anyhow, Ted's now going to give me the whiny thing. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh no, he came in here and farted and then left. That son of a gun.
Uh-huh. All right, Ted.
Shaw, man. Dude, why don't you go lay down, you farting thing.
That was Gumby's birthday gift from Ted. Thanks,
that was
Ted.
That was your present. Nice fragrant swap.
Good dog.
For yours truly. All right. Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and there he is, the birthday boy himself, the sinister minister of finance and parking.
Thank you, sir.
The one, the only... Fuck you, Gumby!
Fuck you, Gumby!
The Possum Lounge.
This is Super Host Commander Decker.
One.
As the Beaver.
Oh. Oh, well, an old man. Ain't nothing in the USA. I said, an old man ain't nothing in the USA. In the Orient, where the old man is the wise man. All the people kowtow when the old man walked by. But in the USA, where the young man knows how to wheel and deal, the young man's got that sex appeal. The young man is the man of the hour. 35 years of purchasing power, and an old man today ain't nothing in the USA.
feel you, brother.
Uh-huh.
I
Mo's
feel
knows.
You, brother.
Moe's knows.
Yeah. Drag, man, when you think about it. But, being an old man, where the hell's Fort Prefect?
Hey, it's my niece's birthday tomorrow.
It's your niece's birthday tomorrow.
Now, she... Did I tell you this before? She was born in Korea, so technically she was born on my birthday.
Ah, the old international dateline.
She's turning, she's going to be 30, or she is 30. She's over in Hong Kong now. So.
Shoot, my son.
Isn't that nice?
My dang oldest son, he's coming over tomorrow. He's pushing 40.
Yeah?
You know, Christmas. He like says he's gonna be 37 this year, I think. So getting old. Dr. Cake's nephew is tomorrow. We're gonna have to do another happy birthday just for catch up with everybody.
Yeah, thank God.
And a sad note, I believe that Morgan Woodward passed away today. So just to bring everybody down a little bit.
Why am I going blank? I know that name.
He was 93. He was the guy with the glasses in Cool Hand Luke and in countless westerns. Did two Star Treks.
He was the guy with no eyes?
Guy with no eyes.
I knew that name. Yeah.
And that he had the voice down in here.
Yeah.
Right, Dylan.
One time he hunted down Matt Dillon like he was game, you know.
Hey, Dylan. I'm going to come get you, Dylan.
He was great.
You know, fucking
Dylan. I think he's worked in. He probably hasn't worked in 20 years, 10, 20 years, though. He was 93, so he had a good run.
He's not going to be working anymore, either.
He was, he was gray-haired from early on, man. Early 60s.
You don't get older than Dave.
Yeah. No. He quit aging. He won't be any older than 94, because...
Nope. That's it. That's
Peter Tork. Peter Tork, Dr. K.
Yep,
I apologize for my bad Peter Tork joke there on the Deadpool page. No one's been posting on there. And I was overwhelmed with the Peter Tork. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. I know people love the monkeys, and he was a beloved monkey and everything, but Facebook.
Stills, and he looked like Stephen Stills.
And Stephen Stills was part of he was the guy who recommended Peter Tork for the role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got him the gig.
That was the joke. Stephen Stills. Oh, boy. I was looking up for a picture of Stephen Stills. He hasn't aged too well. brother.
Jesus.
Wowie. Yeah, he's looking a little long in the old
kid.
Yeah, he's a little long in the toofies. Jeez, I mean, like Neil Young's looking good compared to him.
I thought that Warren looking guy, David Crosby.
Oh, David Crosby. He looks the same as he did in 68. This is a fat guy with a big mustache.
He's still looking
that
bad.
Jolly fat man. Can harmonize.
How about Wavy Gravy?
I ain't got nothing on Wavy Gravy, but I think David Crosby's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame like three or four times.
Yeah.
For Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, Crosby, Stills and Nash, the Byrds, maybe by himself. I don't know. Like, once you get in there once, you shouldn't get another. It's you're in there. You know.
Just part of the group.
Well, then they had to give Ringo one. Like, you're already in under the Beatles. You're in. What do you need one?
That's it. thing.
Well, because he's Ringo and, like, you know, well,
yeah.
Well, no, he was that great. But he's one of the Beatles, you know.
I put him in.
I don't know if I mentioned this. I read
song.
Where...
he's in for the fucking no-no song. For Christ's sake.
I read where he was, like, they always act like they were all, like, you know, living together in the same house and that close and whatnot. And it was like almost a year into the Beatles before Ringo realized that John Lennon was married.
I didn't know that, eh?
Yeah, so it wasn't like they were... He was kind of hired help, Ringo, replacing Pete Best. So,
but they
I thought that was kind of...
Ringo was the best friend, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, later on he was, but, you know, the early... Right away, it's kind of like, well, this is the dude that's uglier than us, so it doesn't threaten us in any way. Kind of they said that's why they fired Pete Best.
That's it. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Well, you know what that means. I don't know about this one, man. I should have previewed this. This is not...
There you go.
Oh, boy.
Surprise.
I'm actually going to turn it... I'm going to turn it down before I even turn it on.
That's that bad?
This is... Oh, man. This makes that thing I blew up sound like Tchaikovsky.
It's Tchaikovsky, bitch.
Yeah.
It's the battle of 1812, bitch.
And if I get a consensus in the Possum Lounge, which everybody's falling asleep, and if they don't wake up from this, they're never going to wake up. If I get a consensus, I will pull the string, blow it up, but only because it's your you could pull the string. No, not a consensus. Gumby, I will give you free reign. Pull the string, right in the chat room, pull the string, and I will blow it the fuck up. You on your birthday.
Yeah. Don't expect it. I like horrible shit. So.
Oh, no, this is... Oh,
you
my God.
You can go to the bathroom, Jake.
No. This is terrible, man. This is like...
I want the full 3 minutes.
No, seriously, man. I'm afraid I'm going to get a headache if I listen to it the whole way through. Because it's 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
It's your birthday, so get live if you want to. Get drunk if you want to. Shake your thing if you want to. It's your birthday, so get live if you want to. Get drunk if you want to. Shake your thing if you want to. It's your birthday, so get live if you want to. Get drunk if you want to. Shake your thing if you want to. It's your birthday, so get live if you want to. Get drunk if you want to. Shake your thing if you want to. It's your birthday, 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 go Leo, it's your birthday, go Scorpio, it's your birthday, go Gemini, it's your birthday, go Pisces, it's your birthday. Go ahead, it's your birthday. Go ahead, it's your birthday. Go ahead, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Go ahead, it's your birthday. Go ahead, it's your birthday. Go ahead, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Go Capricorn, it's your birthday. Go Virgo, it's your birthday. Go Cancer, it's your birthday. Go Libra, it's your birthday.
I can't find it, man.
It's your birthday, 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 it's your birthday.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Hey,
now, here's the man with the news of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news. Here's Dickie.
Happy birthday, everybody.
All right.
Yeah, sorry. I cut off the good part.
What are you, how are you cheating?
Yeah, that was the first that time we've ever blown part. Up 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
That was grooving. The very first I was grooving time. To it.
It's birthday. It's birthday. It's what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
And somebody went,
and
hey, that's really good. Let's get the recording started. You know, let's get a rent a recording studio and put that on.
Somehow it's
tape,
the birthday of all the Zodiac signs. That's why I thought of our buddy Art Paul.
Man, I'd take Art Paul's over that piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that, but dude. I don't know. I just don't get the hip-hop thing, man. I just, I'm not John Wayne or anything, but I just don't get hip-hop. I'm more like Bruce Dern. Big teeth. I don't have big teeth. Though.
Years from now, people are going to be reviewing these old Possum Hours, and they're going to hear you say you don't like hip-hop, and that's it, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. They'll say some of the shit I said 2-3 years ago. It'll be like, holy shit. You guys got crazy.
Oh, geez. That's right.
Well, that's, I was reading on it. I was a victim of the Russian shit during the election, man. I was falling for that crap.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, here's a success story, ladies. What's that?
I remember. You were a victim.
All right. We expose all that right here on Possum Hour.
Uh-huh. Too late now. Too
okay.
Late now.
I'm belching my way to Europe. Now, there's an enterprising teen raked in, this is according to the Daily Mail, so take it with a grain, $35,000 in 4 days plowing driveways in Seattle. Because they had the heaviest
grand.
Snowfall in... Yeah, 70 years, heavy snowfall, $35,000 he K'd up.
Jesus Christ.
In
5 days?
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
He charged between $500 to $750 per hour to clear driveways. That must have been in the good neighborhood, man. There, you know, gee, many Christmas. It wasn't in my neighborhood. I'll get the shovel out. Anyway, well, good for him. $35,000.
Uh-huh.
I could use 35 G's. Tax free, that is.
Yeah.
So if you want to send me 35 G's, make
it
cash.
He earned it.
On envelope. Under the milk duds container there. all right. Oh, this is great. This is great. Fuck nut. Okay, so we get a stupid Republican fucking governor. Oh, this guy. And, you know, I have a theory that the reason why he's so against abortion is because he's actually a fetus that survived, you know, and, like, crawled out of the, you know, kept himself alive and crawled out of the garbage can.
And seeking vengeance, huh?
Yeah, because he looks like one. He looks like an aborted fetus. No offense. Now, this cocksucker gets in there, this little piece of shit. He's only, like, 3'7". He's a fucking genetic deviation. He's a punk little... Ugh. How'd he get elected? The guy against him was great. And, like, first thing he's going to do, gets in office, 18 cents a gallon on gas tax. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Fuck the little guy. Fuck the guy that's trying to scrape together a living, driving to a gig, 18 cents a gallon.
Now, you say the guy you ran against was good, right? He's a good man.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, there's fishy shit going on. Everything's corrupt. You both don't count.
Well, for some reason, Ohio has gone like crazy Republican. There's nothing I can do. The guy, and you know, it was funny. I won't say who said this to me, but I have a friend who voted for Bobo. And he's not a big Bobo fan or anything, you know, but he voted for Bobo. And he said, you know, it's the people out in the rural areas, the white people in the rural areas. That's why he's president. And I said, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You know, race has a lot to do with this bullshit that's going on. I hate to say. But anyway, and that reflects poorly on the state of Ohio. Enough said.
Well, Pennsylvania's getting better.
Well, Pennsylvania got tricked.
Yeah.
They got tricked. It's funny though, because where I grew up in Western PA, oh my God, that was staunch Democrat growing up. And they went heavily for Bobo. And for the most part, when I go back there, they're still fans of Bobo. They're not switching. They're part of the base. I guess they're that pissed off at, I don't know, common sense.
Pissed off at common sense.
God damn common sense!
Around way too long.
Waving it in my face like it's something-y.
We need change. Right. More common fucking sense.
Oh, this guy, I don't know if this guy's a Republican or a Democrat, but I know one thing, he's a loony. Former mayor of Port Richey, I guess. Yeah, Port Richey.
Yeah.
Former mayor of Port Richey, what is this, Tampa Bay, Florida, of course, Florida. And he's a former doctor, and he doesn't have a license to practice medicine, and he's no longer mayor, but people have been coming to his house for medical treatments and things, which is highly unethical and illegal, since he doesn't have a license to practice medicine. So they swarmed down on him with the guys, and he shot at the cops. And they hauled him in. Luckily for him, he was a white guy, so they didn't just, you know, flatten him
with half the death.
Yeah, beat him to death or shoot him. But he looks like a psychopath. Holy shit. He reminds me of that dope that molested all the kids at Penn State. Dale Massad is his name. Just Google Dale Massad. S-A-D. Fucking loonies. It's Looney Town, Looney Tunes. It's crazy, Bill.
It is. It is.
Going to the dogs. Mm-hmm. Except for women like this. God bless her. We need a change in the tone here. Yeah. This gal over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Great grandmother in Georgia.
Yeah.
79 years young. See, we're sitting here bitching. She's 79 years young. Well, some guy, a burglar, went up to the back stairs of her home and broke out a window and got in.
Okay.
And she heard it, called 911, and grabbed her gun. And she said to him, "You come down these steps and I'll blow your fucking brains out." That's exactly what I said, she said. So she fired two shots at him and missed him. But deputies, this is the best part. When deputies arrived, they found the man hiding in the bedroom closet.
God bless her. See, I am not against guns in the house. If you know what you're doing, you keep it away from you.
You know what? I think people should have to have a license to have a gun. I do, because you have to have a license to drive a car. I think you should have a license to use a gun. I don't think that's that big a deal. I don't know why the right-wing people get all upset over that. I don't have anything against guns.
They're making it sound like we want all guns out. We don't. Just
right.
To, you know,
no,
The ones that can
common
kill 1,000 people in 2 seconds.
I forgot. Common sense is yesterday. Forget
that's
common
right.
Sense.
Passé.
Don't do that.
Fuck common sense.
All right. But anyway, she says, quote, she's pretty sure God will forgive her for the foul language. She said, trust me, God was all in the picture because my legs were trembling. I was saying, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. And then, motherfucker, the next time it was all mixed in.
Oh, that's great. Shooting at a guy, she's not asking for forgiveness. It's the foul language. I love it. I love this woman. I love this woman.
Blow your fucking brains out, man. I'll tell you. They don't come much better than that.
No.
Yeah, that's a good one to end on, man, I think. And besides,
I think
Ted's,
so too.
Ted's barking again. All right.
McDonald's French fries.
Yeah, man. All right. Happy birthday, Gumby.
There you go.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Who knew there were so many birthday songs? Good ones. Decent ones.
Yes, yes. Take it.
Well, I don't have anything else to fill this time with, so I'm going to... Oh, I'll get the spay burn while I'm talking. I did a good deed this week.
Yeah, you're always doing good deeds.
Yeah, helped out my pal.
Take a break. Huh?
I helped out my pal Gigantor, the space age robot.
He's a good guy.
There's my space. He's got a heart of gold. Voice of gravel.
Yeah.
Heart of gold.
I swear to God, I thought he was Malt Liquor Man that one time. I thought Malt Liquor Man was the first time Malt be called.
No, I knew it wasn't that craggy. I got Darth Vader. He's like Popeye the Sailor Man. But he's his living room furniture is consisted of a very nice end table on which rests one of those huge, I guess the only way to describe it is the largest portable TVs they ever made. You know,
yes.
With the tubes.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking 36 inch or so. I don't know. It's huge. 40 inch. It's got gigantic. Yeah. But it's one of those old fashioned TVs. So that's there, and then he had a broken Lazy Boy recliner, two or three folding chairs that I'd given him, one of which I know was broken, perhaps one of them was propping up the Lazy Boy, and of course his Skittle Ball set, Now, so he was in need of some furniture. So you remember, well, you know him and love him. I can't live without him. My oldest son's old roommate from the Edwin J. Hill.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
He was giving away his couches. He had this fucking, they're 5 years old. And it's not like they're cum stained or anything. These are fucking nice, man. Top of the line furniture.
Okay.
So he's got a love seat and a couch. Puts it on Facebook. I said, hey, man. We'll do this. So, Gigantor was thrilled.
I'm under the impression that Gigantor doesn't spend much time at home anyway, right? He's working all the time or at the bar or something. That's my impression.
He doesn't go to the bar. He doesn't go to the bar. He sits around the house. But he sleeps a lot. He comes home, he's up for a little bit, he sleeps. Sleeps good 8-10 hours because he works hard. He's a hard working man. I'm opening up the spay burn.
He's a guitar player, our Jack Jackson.
But he's, he makes two or three times what I make. But, I'm sitting over here.
Yeah.
It's like, on the honeymooners, Cramden and Norton make the same amount of money. But for some reason, Norton's apartment's really nice and Cramden's living in Shitville. he said his problem was Ames. I hate to talk about him behind his back. I don't think he'd mind me sharing that. But I'm kind of worried because I didn't hear from him tonight. I'm thinking he got those new couches. and then the next day he had a great day at work and he got a bonus. And he's like, man, can you drive me down to Wally World? He hasn't had TVs. We haven't been working. Because his converter broke. So I said, can you drive me down and buy a new converter? I'm like, yeah, sure, man. So he's all hooked up, and I'm thinking, man, he hooked up with one of those females tonight. He's back. I got a new couch, and I got big TV, and I got to break that couch in somehow. I don't know.
Got a new pad, baby. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was swearing off the broads. I swear to God, he's like, oh, no more for me, man. Nope, I'm not fucking up.
Club.
spending all my money on on hoes.
Well,
oh yeah.
Try that. Yeah.
You might have been better off with
the
broken.
Live the life of Gumby? Is that what you're saying?
He might have been better off with the broken lazy boy. It's just the fact that he's ass-fuck poor all the time, man. He never has a fucking dollar. Yes, he makes fucking
work.
Good money. He makes great money, actually.
Now, you gotta explain how a fold-up chair is holding up the lazy boy. That's not registered.
Well, the lazy boy was like broke, so the back end wasn't hooked on quite so much, so the folding chair was behind the lazy boy propping up the back of it, see?
Okay, so when it's reclined,
didn't go all the way.
When it's reclined, right? It has to stay. Okay. I think
yeah,
because
it would recline all the way, you see?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
it
just keeps it from reclining all the way. I got you.
Yeah.
You painted that picture. Okay.
I hope he set that out of the curb, because that was that one was done and had seen its day.
I always
wondered right.
why the Bundys had a nice house.
Yeah, yeah. Because they always poor mouthed that he never made any money.
Yeah. I mean, they were stealing cheese from the rat traps. Yeah, they had a nice house.
Big house.
Uh-huh.
Big cotch. Nice cotch. Okay. Smelling my spay burn.
Without problems.
I don't know what he's bitching about. She was hot. All right. Got my spay burn 10, Maggie C. There you go. This will be my virtual toast to Maggie C.
There you go. Hit the scotch.
Wow.
You gotta let us people know it's scotch. Hit the scotch.
Spay burn 10, Highland single malt scotch whiskey. Oh.
Okay.
Man, for bang for the buck. Kids, if you want to get into drinking scotch, this is a wonderful entry-level scotch right here. Age 10 years, you can't beat that. It's priced under, what, it's under like $20, isn't it? That's a cheapie. And very good. Delicious. I will recommend it highly as an entry level scotch. Why do we have to stretch tonight? What happened tonight? We're ran out of material.
Yeah, why happened?
Oh yeah. Happy birthday, Gumby.
Just cut short.
No, that's right. We cut the 3 minutes. Let's pass the savings along to the listener. How's that? All right. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Yay, it's your birthday. Oh, happy birthday.
Deeply humbled.
Sucker!
Mr.
Wu.
My birthday. All right.
Mr. Wu, just for you. Yeah.
There you go.
Well,
Mr. Wu.
And then I gave you the spanky spank lady. That's tradition.
Hey, what's with that spanky picture you got? The guy has his wrong hand up.
Hmm.
Did you notice that? It's weird.
I hadn't noticed.
His ass is right by his, her ass.
Oh, yeah.
Is right by his
what
left
the
hand.
Fuck? Yeah. What the fuck? That's fucked up.
You didn't notice that? That's the first thing I noticed.
No,
that.
He's hitting it from the wrong angle, man. This guy doesn't know ass.
Yeah. He don't know
he's
how
a
to
dopey.
Spank.
No. They probably did that on purpose for some reason, and I was too stupid to notice it. Again, the Dunning-Kruger effect. Effect.
How
I'm the fucking poster
spank,
boy. Next year, I'm just sending you a picture of Spanky from the Little Rascals.
There you go. How many years have you been sending Spanky pictures every year?
Oh, that goes back to MySpace, man.
It does.
That's way back. Uh-huh. Okay, we got a call on the old possum line. We got a polka
Tina
coming
Fey.
Up. Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen.
Tina Fey.
I think it might be Tina Fey. Doesn't she live in Missouri?
I think she might be visiting.
Hello, is this Tina Fey?
Yes,
Tina.
It is. Hello. Hi, boys.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I recognize that voice anywhere. Hello, Tina.
Happy birthday, Gumby.
Well, thank you.
That's
I really got a rise. Arise earlier when you were talking about Sean Wayne.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
His name was really Marion.
Yeah. I didn't
want
to mention that.
Golly.
And John was like, he was like the only draft dodger from Hollywood back in World War II. They said he was too old to go, but he was like only 34, and there was like 60-year-olds that went and fought.
Did he pull strings? I never thought about that. He had to pull strings.
He's a draft dodger. But
well, I mean,
also,
you got to do something. You got to have some official story to get out of here. You know, you just can't not go. You got to have the bone spurs or
bringing up his real name was
vapors.
Someone should have done that.
And
Marion Mercer
was.
But that's
Tommy
probably
Morrison.
Why they didn't. They wouldn't let him in.
Tommy
Morrison,
who
Morrison.
Got AIDS.
Yeah.
Also. He was married three times, divorced twice, and two of his wives were of Hispanic descent. One was a Spanish American.
Mm-hmm.
So now they would just run his ass out of the country.
There you go.
Well, you never know, man.
You gotta
I doubt it,
though. You got to take into account how many fucking Indians he killed, too, though, man. So
you gotta, because you gotta count them up. You count up the Indians, and then, the Mexican, the Alamo, he waxed a lot of Mexicans.
Alamo,
oh, fuck yeah, he's a good American.
So there you go. It evens out.
It all evens out in the wash, in the whoosh.
Uh-huh.
All right, man. Well,
and
we're going
to
polka.
Him killing fags.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
There were no fags. Oh, you're welcome, ladies and gentlemen. But that was Bruce Dern. Tina Fey. I mean, Tina Fey was... or Bruce Dern. Doesn't really matter at this point. It's a silly podcast, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Sexier. Is it just me?
Oh, boy. You are getting old, aren't you?
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yashmengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
We'll keep going until the night is done. Blow out the candles on the cake and make a wish. Then we'll serve everybody's favorite dish. Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday. It's your party, but we have all the fun.
Gather around the piano, we'll harmonize a few. Sweet Adeline, dear pal of mine, we'll sing the whole night through. If someone thinks we're too noisy and knocks up on the door, invite them in and then begin. One voice louder,
one voice louder, one voice louder than before. Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday. This is your day to have a lot of fun.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday. It's your party, but we have all the fun.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday, everybody, indeed.
That was nice. Fun show.
So, happy birthday,
Gumby. I am deeply
happy
honored.
The other good thing about the spay burn,
yeah,
not to go back on the Scott, I'm going to take my second swig. This doesn't really hammer you. Like, there's some scotches, and they're all, it's weird, because it can be the same alcohol percentage, you know?
Yeah.
They're usually around 43%. This is, this is 43. This doesn't, like, you know, make me think weird and stuff. There are some scotches that are mind-bending.
Well, have you been sipping revealing down the whole time? The whole
What's
time
that?
You've been sipping at it. Have you been sitting down the whole time? Do you feel it when you first get up?
Well, that's my second sip. Now, let me get up.
So sometimes that's what
walk
it hits
around.
You.
Nah, this is good. This is like friendly. This is a friendly libation.
Okay.
I highly recommend it as a starter scotch. Spay Burn 10. And it is not a Spayside scotch, Maggie C. That's the weird thing. It's called Spay Burn, but it's not a Spayside scotch. We discovered. It says right there on the fucking label, Spayside 10, Highland, single malt scotch. Bing. It's a Highland.
That label's fucking lying. Is that what you're saying?
No, the labels can't be lying. It's that's their label. They wouldn't put. It's But the thing is that technically, see, this is all the Scotch lore. Spayside is actually located within the Highland area. So. It says Spayside on it, Maggie? Or does it say Highland? It says hers is a Spayside single malt scotch whiskey. Maybe they have a Highland as well, but I thought they only had one distillery.
Huh.
Okay, now I'm interested. Now I'm curious. You have to look around at it. Maybe I thought they were all the same. Maybe they got different ones. You know, as a matter of fact, they just may. Mind blowing.
Hey, you know
Apple Cheeks did 9,000 steps to Possum Hour. 9,000 steps to Possum Hour. I'm going to write a song about it.
Right there.
Yeah. What were we going to say?
I'm over 60. You can't be talking about scotch. I could drop dead.
Like that? You're on a wagon in that?
Your rook star.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I don't want anybody dropping dead. I forgot, man.
Yeah,
holy shit.
I can't be listening
to my
this.
Tongue.
I'm feeling woozy.
Man, he just nodded. He just blew. I go down. He was late. It was so weird. I wish I'd had a picture of it. Because we laid him out on the pool table, and everybody's gathered around him, and it reminded me of that scene in MASH, you know, where they did, like, the Last Supper.
Black Castle, yeah.
Man. And then the paramedics showed up. The rest is history.
You didn't tell me that, then.
Honey Brown and Spayburn.
They laid him out on the cart on the pool table?
Yeah. We laid him out on a pool.
You left that part out of the story, man.
Did I really? That was weird shit, man.
I thought he just slumped in his chair, and that was it.
Well, no, he did. He slumped in his chair, and then I'm like, dude. And then I'm like, hey, guys, that dude's not doing so good. And we moved him over to the pool table. Yeah.
We laid him out in the pool table.
Yeah. He's a good dude, man. Glad he survived. Honey Brown.
What are...
Oh, Ted's barking. Ha! Hold on. Hey, Ted! What? You've been out already. Oh, you dingbat. You don't have to go out. All right. Get out of here.
On your
way.
We're
going to have to delay our beam out here. Honey Brown.
What are...
Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. Wait, I got to warm up the transporter. Damn it. And find the cue.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Come up a minute short. Hit it, Pete.
Crazy ball.
Love is understanding. Don't you know happiness is treasure? Love is understanding. It's in everything.
do. In this generation, in this loving time.
Makes you sing, man. So you selling cars tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Did you sell them today on your birthday?
Yes, I did. That's the first.
Yeah.
That's how much I love this store. It's the first time in my life I've ever worked on my birthday.
Get the fuck out.
Now, I've always took my birthday because it's your own personal day. It's your own personal holiday. Everyone should take off on their birthday. But I love this
job. But this job is you, man. This job is you.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. I love working on my birthday. I love having a gig on my birthday.
Yeah, well,
you know?
On your job, yeah, I can see why. You love your job.
As do you!
Yeah, there you go.
We got it beat, motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's half the fucking battle.
It is.
As long as we keep our health, knock wood.
Yeah.
We got it made.
And I'm off to see the fucking eye doctor. I'm losing my sight, my left eye.
Tell me about it. My eyes are part of my biz over here, man.
Yeah, you can't fuck with your eyes, man.
I'm getting foggy. Real foggy. Close up, far away, everything. It's all going getting kaput quick. Jeez. Luckily, with the thing that I do with the caricature, it's kind of impressionistic. I don't really need to focus. You know, it's just kind of a general.
Yeah,
you get a general idea.
Sure.
In. Yeah, it's kind of
got to get that forehead, that nose. You know, just
exactly. I don't need to see that well to do it. Fortunately.
Uh-huh.
Come on in, buddy.
I should get back into drawing, man. Now I got my life together, I should get back into art.
Why not, man? All you need
to
do is start doodling. Start doodling.
I mean, painting. I never painted before. I like to do weird
painting.
Shit, you know? Like, I'm not up to do any.
I hate painting. I really do. I'm a black and white guy.
I
love cross-hatching. I love cross-hatching. I had this one piece. I don't think I've ever put it up online or anything. And it was an illustration to a play. Some weird play. I read the play, so I, you know, inspire me. And I kind of took my inspiration for the drawing from Charles Adams.
Yeah.
Okay. Tried to do a Charles Adams-ish. This is back when they were making the Addams Family movies, so the 90s. And it's really wild. It's very cool. Very cool. And you'd like, it'd be great for the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp.
Oh.
Because it's all about there's a guy who's riding a bike that's, I think it's whipping him on the back as he's riding it, and he's smiling and happy. Stationary bike with a whip. It's a very strange drawing. And my other favorite, cross-hatching triumph. I was a very good cross-hatcher back in the day. I was getting good at it. I'm out of practice. But I did the... They had, again, the Addams Family. And the sequel, Addams Family Values. And I probably said this before. But I had Pugsley alone in bed with the cover, holding the covers to his chin, shaking in fear, right?
Yeah.
And you see him, he's lit by the crack in the door. As the door is just ajar, and the light is beaming in. And there's a jeweled glove walking in. And the caption, yeah. I, instead of Adam's Family Values, I had Jackson Family Values. Ooh! Michael Jackson at the time was involved with good boys. He was going to ploop Pugsley, man. That was the gag. It was just, but they had the thing, remember? He's just a hand, right?
Yeah.
But instead of just a hand, it's just a jeweled glove. Because he wore the one glove. Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh. And Pugsley
but
being
now
quite...
it's 40 years old, and it wouldn't be that funny.
You're right. It's dated.
But at the time, I was very proud of it.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea.
I thought it was a good gag.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not serious.
Up, I'm dead serious.
How's that?
How's the Daily Bailey? Have I been missing it or?
Yeah, man. You know, it's funny. I didn't. I had a great idea and I didn't do it. And then Colbert had it like last night on his show.
Jeez.
I should have. You got to go with it when you hear it, you know. Tommy! Yeah, I was going to do the, you know, like they used to have the emergency broadcast system.
Yeah.
I was going to have like a, I could still do it, I guess, a slide, you know, like this is a test of the emergency bullshit system. This is only a test. Something like that, but, I didn't feel like drawing this week. But instead of the Indian, you know how they have on the test pattern the Indian at the top, I was going to have Trump with his hair blowing behind him from one of those Carmack shots. Oh, I said the word. Another baby angel got its wings ripped out by the roots, and it hurt really bad. That's what Scotch will do.
Right. Why angels don't like Scotch. Devil's drink.
Look at me. Look at me. I'm tearing up baby angel wings over here.
You two pixies. Hey, this is the Sheldon letter.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Know what? I was going to put that on the show, and then I've got all kind of technical difficulties going here with the possum computer and fuck Gumby. Did enough with the birthday song. Fuck that asshole. What's he want out of me? What's he expect out of me? Jesus Christ.
There you go. Can't expect it all you have. You're only human.
I know. I'm not a goddamn machine over ye. Happy birthday,
me,
dude.
Right? Did you ever see the pronunciation of my name on my profile page?
No.
I had it there for months. I don't think anyone noticed. Fuck you, Gumby. Gumby. You know how they have that pronunciation, the name?
Yeah. Cool.
There you go. I figure why not.
That's still barking. He still thinks like, you know, there's
You left him outside, didn't you?
No, he's in the kitchen now. He's like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, man. Let's see. What's good for Gumby birthday ending thing? I know. Here's our end theme tonight. Listen to that dog. What an asshole.
Yeah.
He's really an asshole dog. Here it is. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me, I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of
fuck
here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!